Alcoholism, a disease? Not so, say two psychologists from California. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat.
Nobody knows how much I drink. I feel so guilty all the time.
I've been fired again for drinking on the job.
I get so lonely.
Maybe I could use some help.
AA, may I help you?
Well, that's part of a public service announcement from Alcoholics Anonymous, which takes the position that alcoholism is not only a disease, but is a progressive disease. And AA says that medical science recognizes alcoholism as a health problem, not a moral issue. But psychologists Robert Vogler and Wayne Bartz, while crediting AA as the single most valuable source of help for serious drinkers, totally disagree with the prevailing opinion that alcoholism is a disease. In their book, The Better Way to Drink, Vogler and Bart say that drinking is a learned behavior and that excessive drinkers have simply developed a habit of overdrinking in the same way that overeaters and heavy smokers have learned their excessive habits. Why, they ask, should alcohol abuse alone be called a disease while other abusive behaviors are merely considered bad habits? Vogler and Bart say the drinker is not faced with the choice of being or not being an alcoholic. Rather, they say, drinking can be measured along a continuous scale, from not drinking at one extreme to excessive and harmful drinking at the other. There are those, say Vogler and Bartz, who are such serious alcohol abusers that total abstinence is the only answer. But they note that most Americans drink, and the great majority drink sensibly. What's more, millions of people drink alcohol excessively and yet would not be considered alcoholics. And Vogler and Bartz take the position that most moderate drinkers can learn to control the habit by knowing what alcohol does to the body, how to monitor one's intake, and by adopting a rational approach that makes drinking a positive experience. Just what that approach is in my next report. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. This is BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim.
There's always tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll stop drinking. Tomorrow I'll make a million. Hit it big. I know I drink too much, but I need it to relax. Maybe I could use some help.
AA, may I help you?
That's one of a series of public service announcements from Alcoholics Anonymous, which takes the view that an alcoholic is just as much of a sick person as one with diabetes, tuberculosis, or heart disease. But after 15 years of research, psychologist Robert Vogler and Wayne Bartz conclude that alcoholism is not a disease, but a habit. In their book, The Better Way to Drink, they say that excessive drinking can be moderated and controlled, and that those who wish to cope with their drinking must learn the limits of their blood alcohol level, the measure of one's intoxication. Vogler and Bart say the optimum blood alcohol is 0.055, or 55, which they equate with the 55-mile-an-hour legal speed limit on the highway. Above 55, they say, the good feeling produced by alcohol decreases. Physical impairment accelerates, emotional control becomes more unpredictable, health risks are greater, and most hangovers occur at blood alcohols over 55. Vogler and Bartz offer charts and tables, which make it easy to determine one's blood alcohol. For example, a 150-pound person who drinks 3 1-1/4-ounce glasses of 80-proof alcohol on a full stomach would reach a blood alcohol of 55 within an hour. They also recommend not drinking every day in order to avoid building a tolerance. Drink only to enhance a good mood, not to avoid problems or stress, and never drink and drive. In fact, they believe that the standard BA of 100 used by police to test for drunken driving is much too high and should be lowered to 50. The Better Way to Drink by Drs. Roger Vogler and Wayne Bartz. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat.